Greenhouse gas emissions from the Regional District of Kootenay Boundary, RDKB, rose last year, driven largely by expanded curbside collection services in the South Kootenay, according to a staff report presented to the board this week. The RDKB reported 1,423 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, TCO2e, emissions in 2024, up 12% from 1,270 TCO2e in 2023. Most of the increase was tied to contracted garbage and organics pickup, which ran year-round for the first time across the South Kootenay, including local municipalities, with the exception of garbage collection in Montrose. However, increased diversion of organic waste from the landfill offset a significant portion of those emissions, a factor that plays a key role in how the district calculates its overall carbon footprint. Freya Phillips, the RDKB's senior energy specialist, told the board the regional government tracks emissions annually in line with the province's Local Government Climate Action Program, LGCAP, which requires local governments to report emissions from traditional services and demonstrate progress toward provincial climate goals. In a follow-up to the meeting, Phillips outlined the calculation process in detail. Facility emissions are based on actual energy consumption data, including electricity, natural gas and propane, pulled from utility providers such as FortisBC and the Grand Forks Electricity Utility. These figures are then converted into greenhouse gas equivalents using emissions factors published by the BC government. Emissions from the RDKB's vehicle fleet are calculated using fuel purchase data. Contracted services, like curbside collection, must report their fuel usage to the RDKB if the contract value exceeds $25,000. All of this data goes into our GHG accounting software, which imports utility information and supports calculations, Phillips told the Trail Times. We also do a year-over-year review to ensure consistency and accuracy. The emissions update was part of a broader climate action report discussed by the board on September 17. The report highlights progress on several projects, including the launch of the RDKB HomeSmart retrofit program and the completion of active transportation plans for Christina Lake and South Kootenay. While gross emissions were up, Phillips noted that the regional district offset 735 TCO2e through its organics diversion program, up significantly from the year prior. The increase in organics diversion, which keeps methane-producing waste out of landfills, offset enough emissions to outweigh the rise in fuel-related emissions. As a result, the district's final carbon bill went down. After accounting for that, net emissions dropped to 688 TCO2e, a 39% reduction from 2012 levels. That drop in net emissions also explains why the RDKB is contributing less to its carbon offset reserve this year, despite burning more fuel and expanding services. Under its own bylaw, the RDKB contributes $25 per ton of net emissions to the reserve fund. For 2024, the payment totals $17,200, down from $19,425 in 2023. That money supports local projects aimed at reducing emissions, boosting energy efficiency, or helping the region adapt to climate change. The 2024 LGCAP report was submitted to the province in July and is available on the RDKB website. The program provides funding and support for climate initiatives led by local governments and modern treaty nations. Annual reporting allows the province to track progress, share results, and strengthen local climate action through tools such as the LGCAP Summary Report and Data Visualization Platform.